Falcha, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. This is your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. Yes, that's the cry of the Banshee, announcing the arrival of the Death Coach, because someone is about to die or has just died. And that's the theme on this hour on Celtic Cafe. It's all about All Hallows Eve, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
When Chapman Billy leave the street and through the neighbors meet as market days are wearing late and folk begin to tack the gate while Tam sits boozing at the nappy and getting through an uncle happy. He thinks now on the long Scots miles, the mosses, water, slaps and stiles that lie between him and his home, where sits his sulky, sullen dame, gathering her brows like a gathering storm, nursing her rough to keep it warm. She prophesied that late or soon he would be found deep drowned in doom, or cast we warlocks in the advices the husband free, the wife despises. The man can tether time or tide, the hour approaches time on ride, that our night's black art the key stain, that dreary heart amounts his beastin', and sick at night he tacks the road in, as ne'er poor sinner was abroad in. The wind blew as twad blown its last, the rattling showers was on the blast, the speedy gleams the darkness swallowed. The pecks of child might understand the deal, had business on his hand, wheel mounted on his grey mare, mega better never lifted leg, and skelpit on through dob and mar, despising wind and rain and fire, when glimmering through dawning truth, Kirkallow racing in a breeze.
Through Ilka Bore the beams were glancing, loud resounding mirth and dancing.
Inspiring bold your barley corn, with dangers thou hast make a scorn. We tip in a, we feel the hill, we ask a bee, we'll face the deal. He ventured forward on the light.
Wow! Tam saw an uncut sight, warlocks and witches in a dance.
On pipes, extra space and reels, with life and metal in their heels. A wind, a bunker in the east, a sartle neck in shape of beast. A towsy type like grim and large, to key the music was in charge. He screwed the pipes and gammed them, skirled the roof and rafters added dirl. Coffin stood like open presses that saw the dead in their last dresses.
and by some devil's cantrip slight, each inn is called and held the light, as Tammy glared amazed and curious. The mirth and fun grew fast and furious. The piper loud and louder blew. The dancers quick and quicker flew. Now Tam kenned what was what through Brawley. There was a winsome wench and Wally.
Her fancy startled Paisley Harnett, while a lassie she had borne in longitude, though sorely scanty, t'was her best and she was fond of this. So Ken thy reverend grat the sarksy cough for her wee nan, and how Tam soon again bewitched, had thought it very e'en and rich.
E'en sated and glowered and fished fu fain, and hawked and blew wee might and main.
So first the caper sign and their tant into sneeze and a' together,
and roars out, "Well done, Patty Sark!" And in an instant, all was dark. And scarcely had he Maggie rallied when up the hellish legion sallied. As bees fizz out, we angry fight, when plundering herds assail their bike. So Maggie runs, witches follow, wi Monny and Elbrick screech and hollow.
A Tam, thou get thy fairn in hell, they roast thee like a herd. In vain thy Kate awaits thy coming, Kate soon will be a wolf, a woman.
Now do thy speedy utmost, Meg, and win the keystain of the brig.
They rat them now, thy tail may toss a running stream, they dare they cross, but ere the keystain deep could make the fainter tail, she had to shake for Nanny far before the rest. And upon noble Maggie pressed the flew at Tam with furious kettle, but little wist she Maggie's better.
A spring brought off her master hale, but left behind her ain grey tail. The carlin caught her by the rump, and left poor Maggie scarce a stump.
Now for this tale, oh, truth shall read. Each man and mother's son take heed. Whene'er to drink you are inclined, or Cutty Sark's run in your mind, think ye may by the joys o'er dear, remember Tam O'Shanter's mare.
Ah, yes indeed, a great way to start off our All Hallows Eve show with the story of Tam O'Shanter, which is a Robert Burns poem put to music there by Franson and Grant with Kieran Bain. And it's all about Tam O'Shanter on a little bit of a tippling way there. On the way home on his horse, he wanders into a very haunted and spooky graveyard, and all chaos continues at that particular point. I'm your host, Mark Gallagher, and this is all about All Hallows Eve, which is an ancient Celtic holiday where the portal between the living and the dead opens up and the dead come back to haunt Earth. And that's the story of how we get to Halloween. And next up, we have another story, and this one's a child ballad, and it's about another Tam. This is Tam Lin by the Medieval Babes, and he is captured by the Fairy Queen. And the only way out for him is for his true love to rescue him from the Fairy Queen.
My phone. question not in her mantle green. 2 miles cross she did gay, and then up spoke the fairy queen.
Well, next up, we're going to get ghostly with a few ghost stories. And we're going to start out with Lick the Tins and Ghost Stories.
That most mischievous love. in disguise. She was in disguise. She was in disguise.
He started to whistle the bottom of flute. He was talking in tongues, they swore he was mute. He scoffed and blasphemed, they said it was beautiful. Busted a button, they bought him a suitcase full. They colored him cricket and lace notizers. He drew on their days, resurrected his nights. He raped in the dark, he went out in the blaze.
There you go, they said, he's good for nothing and lazy.
With scandal and shame, they slandered his name.
They told him to freeze, they damned him to roast. Disappointed that he passed away peacefully, never dying to be a mischievous ghost. Backbone would bend to applause, but his dancing was not quite as lively, of course. These are the awards, immortality awards. Bullied and bribed and beaten to bliss. Harlots and slack sentimental laments of going away and not being missed. With scandal and shame, they slandered his name. They told him to freeze, they damned him to roast. Disappointed that he passed away peacefully, never dying to be a mischievous ghost.
Thank you. My name is Seamus Ryan, from a farm outside Loughrea, and I always intended to live there all my day. But when I was young, just 21, in a drunken barroom fight, I killed a man and away I ran. I was hunted day and night. I sailed away to America, to the sidewalks of New York. So far away from Galway Bay, from Dublin and from Cork. And I can't go back for love or crack to my native land again. I'm a Yankee now.
Triple dose there of ghost songs. We started out there with Lick the Tins and A Ghost Story. Then we went to Elvis Costello with Mary Coughlin and Mischievous Ghost. And we ended up there with Celtic Thunder. Now, not the male Celtic Thunder. This is a traditional band from the 80s and the 90s from the United States with Irish artists in it. They sang The Galway Ghost. We've got more ghoulish, spooky, and haunting music coming right up. Right here on Celtic Cafe Radio. We're in the midst of a double dose here with a song called High Spirits. That's the overture from the movie High Spirits. And that was a 1988 movie that featured Peter O'Toole, Steve Guttenberg, Liam Neeson, and Daryl Hannah, all about a castle that was haunted in Ireland. Well, it was a tourist trap, but it ends up become haunted. And that's what the next song is all about. It's also titled High Spirits. And it's released by Van Morrison and the Chieftains. And there you have it, Van Morrison with the Chieftains and High Spirits. That was a double dose we had there with, first off, from the movie High Spirits, the overture, and then Van Morrison from his 1998 album called The Philosopher's Stone. Well, next, we got the fairies coming in. We got some fairy stories here, and we're going to start out here with something by the Irish Rovers called The King of the Fairies.
Thank you.
Double dose there. Same song, or same title of a song, called King of the Fairies. First off, the Irish Rovers, and then we had Jiggy. And now we're going away with the fairies. That's what my wife tells me a bunch of the times. But anyways, here the fairies are.
From the mountain, a wonderful magical sound from the hill, a sound half forgotten but still here inside me. It calls me so gently I shiver and thrill, and we'll dance all night on the hill. We'll go away with the fairies, the misty old moonlight, the dawn of the free, and we'll dance all night on the hill, and we'll dance and dance and dance and dance, we'll dance all night on the hill, we'll go away with the fairies, back the fields and we'll climb the hill.
Fairy set there with King of the Fairies by Irish Rovers and Jiggy, and then we're away with the fairies with the Saw Doctors. Well, we're going to close out the show with something that happens the day after Halloween, or All Hallows Eve. That's All Souls Day, when our ancestors come back to meet us. Those ghostly images of our ancestors come back from the dead. So let's hear from Lorena McKennick from her Visit album with All Souls Night. That's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed any portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this show or any show on the streaming page. If you have questions about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Slán lát.